Chapter 2. Rhythms in the Body. Your orchestral body. The gut frequencies. Gaining an awareness of your body's frequencies is relaxing, and the slower frequencies are sleep-inducing. Our gut frequencies are some of the slowest we can follow, but usually we're not aware of them, and, unfortunately, not responsive to them. The exercise, Frequencies of the Gut, connects you to your stomach's frequency, one of the faster of the gut frequencies, with the objective of enabling you to be engaged with it. The idea behind frequency control is that once you become connected to your body's frequencies, you don't have to think about them. They are the thinking process itself, not the object of thinking. You learn frequencies by becoming them. Once you have, you don't need to think about it. If you suffer from insomnia, then it's my observation that your inability to reconnect your mind to other frequencies of your body likely underlies your sleep dysregulation. Once you can intentionally shift your mind to lower frequencies, you will be able to sedate yourself. Shifting to lower brain frequencies is the phenomena sleep. You can learn to do this intentionally, but it requires that you think differently, not just think of things differently, but fundamentally change the reality of your experience. This is not an intellectual exercise. It will never make sense. Attempts to analytically understand how to do this will fail. This is why the exposition I provide in the first part of these chapters is largely incidental. You must do the exercises. They are where the learning happens, and, I suspect, the only place the learning happens. Frequencies of the gut is also about hypnotizing yourself. It is important to learn this skill. Most likely, you do it involuntarily every time you fall asleep. Participate in this exercise with the awareness that you're learning to lead yourself into a detached state. From a detached state, you can move into any other state that you can create. But in order to move to any other state, you must first be able to detach from the state you're in. The crossover state. The exercise Focused Rhythms Heart and Lung combines the pulse and the breath rhythms and asks you to alternate your focus between them. The objective is to have an awareness of both and to shift your awareness between them. Think of the heart rhythm as being associated with the process of mental reflection, not anxious or hurried, just accepting and considerate. Think of the breath rhythm as a dreamy state of reverie, a rhythm that puts you into a stare, disconnected from what's around you and sensitive to what is welling up inside you. The heart is a speaking and listening rhythm. The breath is an expressive rhythm. Your object is to combine them. You can't do both at once, so you alternate. That's what we do in conversation with one another, and that's what you need to do in conversation with yourself.